Time now for sports with Jared Sleppy.
Oaks Public Schools may be coming close to hiring a new athletic director, but some changes may be in order. In May, the Oaks School Board approved the resignation of Brennan Hack, who was the Oaks Activities Director. Since Hack's resignation, the Oaks School Board has been advertising for a part-time Activities Director. Now the school board will be shifting to having it be a full-time position. New OPS Superintendent David Goetz says that while a little more homework may need to be done, the school board will hold a special meeting tonight.
A quick meeting is the goal behind it, and more so just to kind of finalize what the final salary would be. We are looking at moving forward as a full-time activities director, but we don't really know where the salary is going to be. And to advertise that, we want to make sure that we have a salary approval to that.
The board will hold their meeting today via Zoom. Oaks varsity and junior varsity football, as well as the varsity, junior varsity, and C-Squad volleyball schedules have been released. The varsity football team will kick off their regular season on August 20th at home against Beulah at 7 o'clock. Then they'll go on the road to face Harvey at 7 o'clock on August 27th. Then on September 3rd, they come back home to take on Oak Grove Lutheran at 7 o'clock. And the following week, they'll take on Central Cass on September 10th at 7 o'clock. On September 17th, they'll face Ellendale Edgley Colm at home at 7 o'clock. And then on the 24th, they'll take on Linton HMB on the road at 7 o'clock, followed by Lisbon on the road on October 1st at 7 o'clock. Kindred will then follow on October 8th at 7 o'clock. And then the final game of the regular season will be at Sargent County at 7 o'clock on October 15th. The full list of games, including the junior varsity football team and the varsity, junior varsity, and C-Squad volleyball schedules, are on our website at newsdakota.com under the sports stories. Games and times are subjected to change. And on Tuesday, the Oaks School Board referred an agreement between Oaks Public Schools and Starian Bank to the school district's attorney. The agreement is for a $50,000 donation from Starian Bank to OPS. In exchange, Starian Bank would receive the naming rights to the track complex. The track was recently updated and resurfaced. The agreement was sent to the district's attorney as a formality. And Oaks Legion Baseball resumes tonight as they take on Enderlin at 6 o'clock. That will be right here on 1220-95.9 The Tornado, as Oaks is coming off their 15-0 win against Ellendale, as they improve to 8-3 with that win. As for Enderlin, they are 3-8 on the regular season. First pitch tonight at 6 o'clock, and we will have pregame coverage starting at 5:45. Anthony Verasso and I will be there in Enderlin for the call. And the Milwaukee Bucks defeated the Phoenix Suns 109-103 last night to even up the NBA Final Series 2-2. Chris Middleton dropped 40 on the Suns and getting 6 boards as well. As for Giannis Antetokounmpo, he was able to get 26 with 14 boards and 8 assists, including a spectacular block on DeAndre Ayton from a lob from Chris Paul with 1 minute and 40 seconds remaining in the game. The series goes back to Phoenix for Game 5 at 8 o'clock. That will be on Saturday night. And Major League Baseball returns this evening as the Red Sox head to the Bronx to take on the Bronx Bombers at 6:08. Big series for the two teams. Boston goes into the series with a 55-36 record in a 1.5-game division lead over the Tampa Bay Rays. As for the Yankees, who had a lackluster first half, they go into this one 8 games back out of first place at 46-43. And 4.5 games out of the second wildcard spot, which is currently held by Oakland at 52-40. And the 149th Open Championship kicked off this morning at Rural St. George's. Louis Oosthuizen currently at 6 under, and Jordan Spieth is at 5 under. This has been your sports. I'm Jared Sleppy for NewsDakota.com.